world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobemeyer.
Hey, technology, am I looking at the right camera? Am I looking right dead in the camera right now? Cool. I'm in Minnesota. That's how they say it out here. We're in Minnesota. Michelle and I are and having some technical difficulties. We got a great, I hate to say we have a great show planned. We're really on to something going on here, folks. And for those of you who maybe are just casually turning in or aren't in it every day, I'm on my cell phone right now. I got a big screen in front of me, but I'm on my cell phone. We are my buddy, Chad Estes says that we pick up where the church leaves off. For those of you who, you know, you're regulars, you're in here every day, always locking arms with all of you. I appreciate you. And we're heading into a new initiative today that we're going to launch. We really believe that here at Coach Dave Live, we still believe in the supernatural. I know that sounds odd. I mean, I do. Most of you, I'm not trying to criticize all of you, but you're probably going to some evangelifish church where it's all about you and whether you're going to get blessed and whether you're going to get more money and whether your health's going to be good. And somewhere along the line, the gospel became all about you. And that happened to me. I didn't think it could be till it happened to me. It happened to me. It was only when I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in 1989 for having prayer with our football team that I realized I was in a freaking war. It wasn't about blessing and how many blessings I got and being healthy, wealthy, and wise. It wasn't about what all that crap Joel Osteen was trying to tell me and Rick Warren. And I could run down the litany of it. That stuff all sounds good. Huh? That pedestal you're standing on, that all sounds good. That foundation sounds good until somebody knocks it over. Then what the hell do you do? Sorry if I use the word hell. Psalm 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we look around and the foundations are being destroyed everywhere we look, being destroyed. And people in the church still don't have it figured out. I better say this real quick. I'm with my buddy Dana Blanc. We're at his house. We're in Minnesota, and I'm going to explain to you why. So a little bit of problems technical wise. That's why I'm on the cell phone here. But what I love about Coach Dave Live, get your communion. Joe's going to lead some communion. Got up at 4 a.m. out there in California to do it. We pick up where the church left off. In other words, we're active. We go and we do. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing. Sometimes we just go. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man ordered by the Lord delights in our way. And we know that I could run down a litany of things that we've done here at Coach Dave Live. And it's only Coach Dave Live because that's what I called it when I started the show. We're not a church, although we are. We're certainly a fellowship. We're a gathering of believers. There's no doubt about that. But we ain't a church because you're the church and Dana's the church and Craig's the church and Betty's the church. We are the church. This idea that the church is just a place where people go gather on Sunday. We got to get folks. You got to get that out of your mind. You got to get that out of your head. And most of you are going to a church where there's a conductor. We call him a pastor, but he's a conductor. And really all he does is he makes sure that the Sunday morning service goes okay. And he conducts everything. And you guys can go in there and you know the order of service when you go in. You know that you're going to sing 3 songs and then they're going to, well, you know, right? Somebody, Betty, say amen for me so you know that I know what I'm talking about, right?
Amen.
Folks, that ain't church, man. That ain't there. That ain't there. I don't go there. I don't go to church to become part of a whatever. I present my body every day, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is a reasonable service. It's the least you can do. It's like you go to start a football team and you say the guy wants to play on Friday night. I say, dude, you didn't even come to practice. That's the least you can do. Come to practice. Will you learn how to play? We'll put you in the game. But you ain't playing if you won't come to practice. And for me, that's That's what I see going on with the church. And I hate to repeat all this because most of you know, but I think it's just important that we do that. So I'm on a mission from God with my buddy Dana Blong out here in Minnesota, and I'll get into that in a minute. But we got something really, really a lot bigger than that going on as well, thanks to Craig. By the way, Craig is a fireman, and he was just sitting around twiddling his thumbs till he came upon Coach Dave Live. And now he's a friggin' maniac for the things of the Lord, plugging in, doing this, doing that. And we want to inspire all of you to be able to do that. And do you want to live your faith? You want to live your faith? Do you believe in the supernatural? God said, all power on heaven and earth has been given unto me, and I'm giving it unto you. Go ye therefore. Do you want to live that kind of Christian life? Or you just want to be, show up on Sundays, wave a few flags, sing a few songs, shake hands to somebody you won't even see till the next week, and think that that's church? I know I'm talking to the choir, but I think it's important every once in a while that we remind ourselves exactly where we are. So I'm sorry about the crappy background. I do have on my good shirt to say. What's my shirt say, Gina? Just because I'm the coach, that's why. So that's where we're running here. So here's what we're going to do. We'll start out. This, don't miss this one, man. Don't tune out because we're on to something. We're on to another initiative that begins today. And we're going to launch into that. But old buddy Joe Carrico, it's 4:15 or whatever it is, 4:07, where Joe is out there in California. For those of you who are new, there ain't nothing like what we got going on here. We got coast to coast. I'm looking at Craig Mickle, who lives near Washington, D.C., and Joe Carrico, who is in California. That's coast to coast, isn't it? And we got internationals. I'm not trying to puff us up and say we're something special. But, dude, church is wherever we are. We are the church. So Joe's going to lead us in communion. And, hey, friends, come on, man. This is... We take this too light. Sometimes people say, it takes so long doing communion. Dude, come on, man. Jesus said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. It must be pretty important. And, you know, some churches, they do it once a month or whatever. Some people, I'm getting on a tangent. But we appreciate you, Joe, getting up there early. Dana Blong's right here with me from Minnesota. I'm going to talk about what we're going to do here. And just appreciate all of you being out there with us. So, Joe, floor is yours, brother. Go ahead and lead us in taking communion.
Thank you, Coach. The reading this morning is from Hebrews 12, 22 to 29. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem.
Wow.
And to an innumerable company of angels.
Heavenly Jerusalem, spiritual Jerusalem. Folks, I got to do this, Joe. Sorry. The kingdom of God is within. It isn't someplace you're going. We pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Not that we're going to go to his kingdom. No, no. His kingdom is going to come. It's going to be in us, right? And then when that kingdom is in us, then we're going to take the authority granted by the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ living inside of us, and we're going to take that kingdom everywhere we go. Sorry, Joe. Isn't that what it says? Huh? A heavenly Jerusalem? A heavenly Jerusalem? I'm sorry. Not that one over in Israel. Not that one. Not that that didn't matter. No, no, no. A heavenly Jerusalem. A spiritual. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
It's my show.
I know, and I love you, Coach.
All right, buddy.
To the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn.
That'd be me. That'd be me and Dana, wouldn't it? The General Assembly, the Church of the Firstborn. That'd be us.
Yeah, don't forget me.
All right.
Which are written in heaven.
Oh, my goodness.
And to God, the judge of all. And to the
spirits of just men made perfect. Somebody's going to have to put a sock in my mouth. If you keep doing this, you're going to have to put a sock in my mouth. Hey, folks, the word speaks to you. Listen to what the... When you read the Bible, don't just read it. Talk to yourself as you read it. The General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven. What? And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. So you can just read that. Well, you can say, Lord, what does that mean? Spirits of just men made perfect. Wow. Go ahead. I promise I'll shut up for a minute.
The Holy Spirit likes it, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
That's powerful. Isn't it? What do you think about that?
Well, greater is he who's in thee than the spirits in
thee. That's it.
See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
Mm. We could get in a deep theological discussion there, my friends.
Oh, yeah. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken.
Man.
As of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
As Elvis would say, whole lot of shaking going on, huh?
Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved.
We received it.
Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
Wrong.
For our God is a consuming fire.
Joe, I could go 40 minutes just on what you just read there, brother.
Yeah, it's pretty profound.
Deep. Yep, that's so deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with reverence in our heart. We come to the one true God on our spiritual knees. The God that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
That'd be me.
It's hard to understand that, Lord, really, when you think about the creator of the universe doing that for us. So there must be something worthy in us, Lord, even though when we look in the mirror, we don't see it. And we know that we're in your image, Lord, but we also know that that image has fallen, our image now that we have is fallen and not what it was before the fall. But there still must be something in us that is worthy, Lord. And now it's Jesus Christ, but before he was in us. So we ask that you help us find the worthiness in us, mm-hmm. and let that be the start of our serving our Lord and being his disciple, being his ambassador here on earth. And remember to try to do what he would do in our situation. And it's so easy to encounter something and get our backs up and have an attitude. I mean, we all have it, Lord. But not you. Help us to be better ambassadors, especially in these challenging times, because there is a shaking. What I read this morning, Lord, what I think is appropriate for these times are in, everything is in motion. Everything, well, almost there. Everything that can be in motion, Lord, is. And it's about ready to shake. We can all feel it's about ready to shake. So we ask that you keep us on firm foundation during the shakings that will happen that are coming. Keep our faith firm. Let fear not affect us. Let fear be a door that we walk through.
Amen.
In the direction you want us to go. That door of fear that isn't locked, we walk through it and we go put it behind us. And Lord, I know that there's some living on this call that have illness and conditions and challenges with their body or with their soul. Please let them remember that this can be the meal that heals, and let it be so this morning, Lord. Let this little meal that we have a huge effect. Let that mustard seed of faith grow into a tree.
Amen.
And Lord, protect all of us and our loved ones this day. And we ask you, forgive us our sins and transgressions as we come into your sight in Holy Communion. We ask that you bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for us so many years ago. And we come to you in gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Joe, before we take the elements, I want folks, you know what an ambassador is? You know what an ambassador is? Joe just read that we're ambassadors. If I understand it right, an ambassador is the representative of a king to a foreign country. You know what an ambassador, or a president or whatever. We're ambassadors.
Amen. Amen.
We're supposed to represent our king in a foreign country. Come on now. Let's go, Joe.
The same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Coach.
Well done.
Enjoy Minnesota.
Oh, I'll tell you, if it looks like I'm in a bad mood, it is because I sat in the freaking airport so long yesterday. Oh, every time I fly, my wife's with me. Every time I fly, I swear I'm not flying anymore. That's the last time. I'm going to make this promise to all of us. Listen to me. Direct flights only. If you have to lay over on a flight, I ain't going to do it. We were in O'Hare Airport for 4 hours. Anyway.
Hey, that'd be a good place to pray. That'd be a good place to pray. Leave a couple rocks.
Yeah, I sure wish that I had. I was too busy punching people, Craig. I didn't have that right spirit. It would have been what a city that is, right? Amen. So it'll be right before I get Craig in there, because I'm really going to turn most of it over to Craig. And I don't know why I'm double up here, but sorry if I am double, because I'm using the volume here. Dana Blong. I'm going to shout over here on Dana. Dana, tell them what we're going to do without telling them what we're going to do. Because, Dana, we're on a mission, staking mission here as well. By the way, can you guys say Minnesota? Huh? Do you remember the governor of the state of Minnesota, right? A lost place. Do you guys know that, as Dana's going to tell us here in just a second? I'll get you, Craig. Hang on.
That's good. Okay.
The Minnesota... The capital of Minnesota, Minneapolis, is basically Muslim. True, Dana?
Yes,
basically, basically Muslim. And does anybody think that maybe Minneapolis, Minnesota needs staked? We're just going to kind of leave it at that. So we're on a work mission out here as well. Go ahead, Dana. Just explain to everybody how the Lord put that on your heart.
So, been watching Coach Dave's messages about staking. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for him to come and visit and have a little vacation, and that we head up to Minneapolis today and do a lot of staking. We're going to ask God to lead us to what he wants us to stake. And obvious we have a state that needs cleaning up. So we're going to be spiritual war men like God, the Lord wants us to be, godly men doing his work. And wherever he takes us, we're going to do his calling and his work.
Amen. Amen. Cool. All right. Dana, thank you, man. Thank you. So Dana's hosting us here today. My wife was able to come with me, so she's not wiping any little baby's butts or running the sweeper or cooking a meal or washing the windows or not doing any of that today. So hopefully she'll get a breath of fresh air. So I'm going to shut up here for a minute, and that's a lie. You know I ain't going to do that. But I'm going to yield a bit here to Craig, who's come up with an unbelievable initiative. You know, folks, Halloween ain't screw around time. It ain't screw around time. And sadly, many of our churches are involved with Halloween. See, we changed the name of it, right? We don't call it, we don't call it trick or treat. We call it trick or trunk or treat. I'm sorry. So somehow that makes it holy and righteous, right? And see, the church is participating in really the spirit of Halloween. And somehow we sanctify it. Something ain't right there, right? So Craig's been all over it. And Craig, I'm just going to sort of shut up here for a minute. And you just go ahead and present to us what we're going to do. You can keep your hands to yourself right now. I'm just going to get Craig in here. What's going on? What the Lord's shown Craig and what we're going to do over the next 10 days. Craig, the floor is yours, brother. Go for it. By the way, for those of you who wonder, Craig is in Maryland. I'm in Minnesota. Betty's in Ohio. Joe's in California. We got them watching coast to coast and over the sea. So praise the Lord. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, well, pray over Minnesota. You know, I was like, George, I can't remember his name, so I just looked up, you know, George Floyd. And guess what day he was born? He was born the same day, October 14th, that Charlie Kirk was, of all days.
Is that right? Now, hang on. George Floyd happened here, huh?
Yes.
Happened here. Are we in the right place or are we not here? Go ahead.
Right. And you know, obviously, nobody's life, we don't want anyone's life to end, obviously. But that kicked off a bad summer of 2020, right, in our country.
That's right.
But anyways, this is Liberty Action Network. And Mel put this together. I asked her, as we've done in several times, I said, Mel, I'd like to really do an action. And I encourage any of you who get a unction of the Holy Spirit to get a hold of Mel, because she'll post your action for you. I mean, she's very accommodating to that. And this 10 days of prayer, and of course, in a way, you know, 10's a big number for me. I'm asking people to pray for 10 churches over the 3 months of fall to reclaim your city, you know, and it starts at your churches first and then go to your gates and all the other stuff. But this action here, if you scroll down a little bit, Spencer here, if you look at that, that's kind of a ghoulish scene.
This begins today, right? Right, Craig? This begins today.
It begins today. Okay. And we're doing 10 days. Remember, Daniel fasted for 10 days. So that's another good thing here. Let me just read it. Okay. 10 days of intercession to bring light. Okay. That's what we are. We're light bearers because we have truth and discernment. Okay. We have a lot of brothers and sisters who don't have the discernment that we have. Therefore, we are tasked to speak this truth to them, even if they can't receive it. But when we do it, okay, it always talks about do it in respect and gentleness. Okay, the Bible says in 1 Peter, be ready to give a reason what you believe and why you believe it with respect. Okay, and you can respect that they don't see that. But anyways, we picked October 24th through the 3rd, and we're going to get into that a little bit more. But, you know, of all dates, October 31st and 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the front door of the All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany.
Wait a minute, what day was that?
October 31st. Okay, that really started a spiritual revolution. And what I really want people to appreciate, this is a spiritual time, and we're going to get into this Windows of Heaven thing. And what it did is, obviously, it was about that grace. Salvation came through grace, not necessarily the works of the Catholic Church, which is kind of like Jesus was talking about. You need faith, and you don't necessarily need all the rules, although the rules are good. but it's the faith that gets you there. Anyways, our modern culture has turned this, and we're going to have a little video about this, into a celebration where kids dress up in these ghoulish costumes. Now, do you know that this year we're going to spend $13.1 billion on Halloween? Mm. Now, compare that to $12.2 billion in 2023 for Christmas. Can you understand? I mean, you wouldn't think that you'd think people would spend more money on Christmas and gifts for all the people. I mean, you know what you're buying, all this stuff. But this nation is supporting pulling down darkness rather. And we know that Christmas isn't Jesus.
Craig, they celebrate it in schools.
Absolutely. Right. So what they're doing is they're opening doors for spirits. When you trick or treat, you're opening a door for a dark spirit to basically come in and share time with you, potentially even come into your spirit, your body man, right? So what we're doing here is this, and what we ended up doing is, if you go down here, okay, one of the things that's very good here, I like this one that God kind of pointed me to this, Isaiah 8:13. This is from the Bible, right? And when you say, inquire of mediums and necromancers who chirp and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? I mean, are we really inquiring of God when we're out there dressing in these types of things? Are we really inquiring of God when we're letting all these things walk on our parking lots for trunk or treat? You know, churches are basically opening the door for Satan to come in and smack them, you know, and sometimes the Lord lets them smack them just so they'll learn. Should they inquire?
It certainly diminishes the power of the church, does it not, Craig? No man can serve two masters. You can't have a trunk or treat on Saturday and church service on Sunday. Come on.
Yeah, it would be like if, you know, your house got flooded there, Coach, and you got to go out and clean all the muck out. That's basically what they're doing. Yeah. And so they inquire of the dead on behalf of the living. This is Isaiah 8:13. So anyways, what's the action? Let's get down there. So starting today, which is Friday the 24th, we're going to start reading some scripture. Now, the scripture, you know, gets us into the position of authority with the Lord. The prayers after you do this in your own home can be intercessory on yourself. So scroll down there, Spencer. Okay.
Starting Friday, October 20th, which would be today.
Right? We're going to do the Proverbs. We're going to do the last seven Proverbs, right? Okay, yep. From 24 to 31, which is actually
Spencer, get Proverbs 24 up. Get that ready to go for us.
And we're going to do Psalm 1, 2, and 3, taking us all the way to Monday, November 3rd. And I didn't realize this, but actually that's the full moon is Monday, November 3rd, and we know what the full moon is and a lot of things. So before we do that, Coach, if we can, Spencer has a video that we'd like to play because it really kind of talks about what these things are. And ironically, Coach, the video that I sent to Spencer last night has been taken off. It's no longer available.
Is that right?
Now, you tell me how many. This was a MSN News article. And it had a 5-minute video basically about this. So I'm not sure. I haven't really seen this one, but I went to go look for it. Like Spencer's like, it's not there, Craig. And I'm like, and I went to they took it off. I mean, I think the internet must have known we were getting ready to play it. But
so folks, understand this, right? The demonic influence of Halloween. Okay. Don't lose sight of this. This isn't like Easter. This isn't like Valentine's Day. This has a spiritual component to us, and the church doesn't even understand it. I'm sorry, Craig. Go ahead.
No, so I haven't really previewed this 4-minute one, but we're going to go with it and see what it goes with.
The detailed history and evolutionary timeline of Halloween. Let us journey back over 2,000 years to the mist-shrouded hills of ancient Ireland and Britain, where our story truly begins. The people here were the Celts, and for them, the year did not end with Christmas, but with the harvest. Their most significant festival was Samhain, pronounced Samhain, marking the final farewell to summer and the welcoming of the desolate dark winter, a season deeply intertwined with death. The Celts believed that on the night of Samhain, October 31st, the veil that separated our world from the next grew so thin it nearly vanished. This was a night when the spirits of the dead, good and ill, could wander the living world. To confront this terrifying reality, the Celts lit enormous sacred bonfires, fires that served to both guide ancestral spirits home and to keep malevolent ghosts at bay. And the living took on the guises of the dead. They donned frightening costumes made from animal hides and heads, not just for protection, but perhaps to trick the wandering spirits into believing they too were part of the spectral procession. Food was left out for appeasement, and fortunes were told, for a night when the walls of reality were down was also a night of potent magic. The story shifts centuries later with the rise of the church. Rather than attempt to erase these deeply rooted pagan customs, the Christian faith chose to absorb them. The ancient night of Samhain was deliberately reframed as All Hallows' Eve, the evening before the newly established All Saints' Day, November 1st, and All Souls' Day, November 2nd, a time to honor saints, martyrs, and the faithful departed. This transition cemented the tradition of commemorating the dead on the same three-day stretch, known collectively as All Hallowtide. But the old customs held fast. In the Middle Ages, the tradition of souling emerged, where the poor would go door to door offering prayers for the dead in exchange for soul cakes. This act of souling and the costumed guising of the Celts are the true origins of our modern trick-or-treating. Finally, the stage moved across the Atlantic. In the 19th century, waves of Irish and Scottish immigrants brought their deeply ingrained traditions to America. They carried with them the legend of Stingy Jack, a cursed soul, and the custom of carving scary faces into turnips to ward off his spirit. America, however, offered a better canvas, the large, abundant pumpkin, which quickly became the iconic jack-o'-lantern. The combined traditions of communal parties, fortune-telling games, and costumed requests for treats evolved, especially by the 1950s, into the safe, structured, and ultimately commercial phenomenon we now celebrate. Thus, a night born of the primal fear of winter and the wandering dead became a global celebration of playful fright, candy, and creativity.
Trunk or treat! Trunk or treat here in our church, Craig. That is unbelievable. Folks, you ought to copy that and send that to every pastor you know, especially the ones who are doing the trunk or treat. Hey, Craig, what's that old saying? F around and find out. Huh? F around and find out. We wonder why we're in the condition that we're in when American churches have bought into this, bought into trunk or treat. Say, well, we just want our kids to have fun. We just want pretty serious stuff, ain't it, Craig?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, like I said, this is a spiritual thing. I mean, we like to make it into something that it's not. You know, it's like, oh, that really doesn't happen. But, yeah. It really does.
We're not really worshiping the devil. Well, no. We dress up as angels, right? Yeah.
Right. And the one little thing I just want to do is, Spencer, could you pull up Genesis 7:11? Okay, because this is very important, because this goes back to the flood. And you know, every year you have an anniversary where you're married to Michelle. Okay, this is the verse you go to. It says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, and six represents man, because that's when we were created, by the way. In the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Now, didn't they just tell you they believe on October 31st that the veil is very thin? Okay. You know why it's thin? Because the windows of heaven were opened on the second month of the 17th day. Now, if you really backtrack that, now just think about this for a second, Coach. We remember September 11th, don't we? It was a bad day in America. Well, guess what? If you go to 19 days, you end up at the end of September, and you go to 31 days, and guess what? You come to 50. Does 50 mean anything in the Bible? Yeah, it sure does. And then when you go to fall, which is September 21st, right, and you go 9 more days, you go to the month of October, and then you go 31 days of October, you come to 40. Does 40 have anything to do with the Bible? So what I'm trying to make you understand is this was when God brought judgment against evil of the Nephilim, and they started to die because God started the flood on October 31st. And what's kind of really, really, really cool is when you go back and you subtract 7 days when Noah started to get on the ark and loaded all those animals. I mean, it took a little bit, right? There's a little logistics and all that, right?
Yeah, I think.
You come to October 24th, and that's when we're starting this thing, right? So we're starting the ramp. We're starting on that ramp up the ark right now, okay, in prayer. So let's get into it and let's do
Craig, we're going to do this. We're going to, just like we've done before, folks, we're going to pray this psalm every day. And look, on the weekend, you're going to have to do it on your own. All right. You're going to have to pray that psalm. Look, we believe that God's word is a weapon. Weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Right. We believe, Dana believes, there's a stronghold in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're going to go pull that down.
Amen.
Is there a stronghold in your town? Is there a stronghold in your community? Is it the Masonic temple? Is it, what? Pick whatever it would be. Is it the government building? Jesus said, every place you put your foot, I've given it to you as an inheritance. Only be strong, very courageous, be not afraid, be not dismayed. For the Lord thy God's with us wherever you go. Are we going to go pull those down as Randy's launched us into all this staking? So Craig's taking it to another level here. We're going to soften the ground by the reading of the scriptures, Psalms, for the next 10 days. Is that what it is, Craig? 10 days?
Well, we're going to do Proverbs first. We're going to finish out Proverbs, and then we're going to kick over right over to Psalms, right?
Okay.
So, Spencer, I'm just going to ask you a favor. Could you just do the New King James Version? Because I think it reads a little bit easier. And yes, I've checked it. There's no big word.
Hey, Craig, let me ask you a question here. Should people do this at home?
Well, absolutely. All I got to do is, Mel's got it.
When this show's over, could you get your kids in a circle and do that? Could you get your Bible study group? Some people, you know, say, hey, listen, let's take authority over our community. Let's do that. Let's pray these verses for 10 days. Let's do that. Folks, that's what we're trying to inspire you to do. Not to try to get you to just go out and put out rocks. This is spiritual warfare. Reclaiming Joshua 1, verse 3, every place you put your foot, I've given to you as an inheritance.
Amen.
It's ours. It belongs to the Lord. It's ours. We're his ambassadors. We're supposed to be enforcing his laws here. And unfortunately, we don't know how to do it anymore. We don't do it in the churches. So you can go introduce it to your pastor. Dana's done that. They don't want anything to do with it. They don't have eyes to see. So we can't worry about who will block and who won't block. Yeah, let's go play with who we got, man. And let God do the rest. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay. And so this is pretty accurate here if you think about who's trying to shut the government down, who's trying to get us into civil war, you know, cut off the SNAP program for people that can't eat, right? So, so I'll start us off, and then the next couple of days everyone else can do it. Do not be envious of evil men, nor
well,
desire.
I'm not. I wouldn't be Barack Obama for all the money in the world. I'm not envious of him. Sorry.
Yeah,
nor those rock stars. I ain't envious of those rock stars. Those porn stars, no thanks. I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
Nor desire to be with them, for their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking.
Greg, every star that the media tries to feed us is right there in those two verses, is it not? Aren't we folks envious of evil men? Don't we desire to be with them? Brett calls them jock sniffers. We just want to go hang around these famous people. Why? Don't be around it because their heart devises violence and their lips talk of troublemaking. Look who they're putting on the halftime of the Super Bowl. Craig, look, I'm going to put my sock in my mouth.
Okay. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong.
Mm. Yes.
A man in knowledge increases strength.
Mm.
By wise counsel, you will wage your own war. And in a multitude of counselors, there is safety, right? So that's why it's important that we're in this queue, right? Because we have many wise multitude
of
counselors here. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool.
Wow. Read that again. Stop. No. Read that again.
Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. And this is what's important about the gate, right? This talks to Randy. He does not open his mouth in the gate. Well, Randy went back to Hillary's gate, and he did open his mouth, by the way.
That's right. That's because he's a wise man.
That's true. And he listened to that small, still voice and got you guys to drive back 20 minutes after you already left.
Yeah, that's right.
He who plots to do evil will be called a schemer.
Wow.
The devising of foolishness is sin.
Mm. And
the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you faint in the day of adversity, and guess
that'd
what?
That'd be now.
Your strength is small. I mean, you're pretty much convicted of having small. Deliver those who are drawn toward death. And that's what we're trying to do here, you know, about this whole thing about sharing what Halloween's all about. And hold back those stumbling to slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it?
Hey, so, Craig, whoa. Can people say that they don't know that they're teaching little boys to be little girls? Can we actually say we didn't know that? I didn't know that was going on. Oh, yeah, you do. Surely we didn't know this, it says. I'm reading on the screen. Does not he who weighs the heart think? What are you talking about, Willis? You knew it. Go ahead.
That'd be a good one to copy and paste and send it to your school board members.
Oh.
He who keeps your soul does not. He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds?
Well, I hope not.
My son, eat honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. Wow. If you have found it, there is a prospect, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. That's a very powerful verse right there.
Okay. It is, man.
You can write that one and put it on a rock in front of your house. Do not plunder his resting place. For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity.
Wow. You mean to tell me, folks, that you don't think the wisdom of this was inspired by something more than a human being? No human being could come up with this, the profundity of the simplicity of this truth.
The word of God.
Go ahead.
Amen. Yeah. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and it displeases him and he turns away his wrath from him.
Mm. Yeah.
So, right. And that's for us. He's talking to us. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the wicked, for there will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. That's a statement. Okay.
We're going to do that today, brother. Yep. We're going to go do that today.
Amen. My son, fear the Lord and the king. Those are two there, right? And do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly. And who knows the ruin those two can bring. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment.
Wow.
He says to the wicked, you are righteous. Him the people will curse.
Wow.
Nations will abhor him, and those who rebuke the wicked will have delight. That's good today. You guys are going to have delight because you're going to be doing some rebuking. And a good blessing will come upon them. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips. Prepare your outside work. That means don't just stay in your prayer closet. Make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward, build your house.
Wow.
Do not be a witness against your neighbor without a cause, for would you deceive with your lips? Do not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. That's vengeance. Mm. Vengeance is the Lord. Remember that.
That's right.
I went to the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. Wow. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and you need like a armed man.
Okay, Craig, let me stop right there. Folks, imagine this being culture. We are God's ambassadors. We talked about that earlier, right? And look what happened. The stone wall was broken down. We saw it. We considered it well. We looked at it and received instruction. But we just slept on. A little sleep, a little slumber. Oh, somebody else will take care of it. Oh, it's just signs of the end times. Little folding of the hands and rest. So shall your poverty. Folks, not necessarily money. Spiritual poverty. So shall your poverty come like a prowler. And your need like an armed man. Wow, Craig, this is so good.
Well, I'm done, Coach. Thank you for letting me share that with everybody. And just go to Liberty Action Network, and you can follow it there.
So what we want, folks, listen, do this. Do this tomorrow. You can still go out today. We're going to go to Minnesota. We're going to look up, what's that guy's name? That governor's name?
Tim Walz.
Look him up.
Tampac Tim.
Yeah, we're going to look him up. Hey, Fark, folks. Man, this heavy-duty stuff. And wait till I later on am able to reveal to you. By the way, God bless all of you who sent some money. We're building an army that's going to go next week to another place, another high place. I'm not going to share it with you now because we don't want the enemy to know. But I want you to know, all of you who were faithful and sent $10 and $15, and some of you spent more than that. You say, Coach, what are you going to do with all the money? We're going to spend it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to buy a guy food and put him in hotels and put gas in the car and rent a car. That's what we're going to do with it. I don't know if you realize it takes money to do some of this stuff, right? And so I appreciate it. And we're on a march. So I don't know if we've ever gone this long and never opened up the queue for somebody to come in here. And Joe Carrico, looks to me like Joe has his hand up. Jump in here, Joe. By the way, Joe, I appreciate your faithfulness getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every Friday and coming in there and doing it for us, brother.
Well, I'm grateful for the privilege, Coach. Keeps me walking the line.
Yep. Amen.
And I just wanted to say that in the chat, I put a link of a little bit longer bit, about 15 minutes from my pastor in our church about Halloween, because what we saw was true, but there's a lot darker stuff behind it than that.
Oh, man.
There's human sacrifice and everything else. So if anybody who wants, there's a little bit more there in that link. That's what I just wanted to say. Our Church of Glad Tidings in Yuba City has a week-long deliverance conference. It's free and it's online. It'll be about 15, 16 hours. And it's maybe longer than that. And it's starting Monday night. And it's the Church of Glad Tidings Yuba City Isaiah 61 conference. So I recommend it. And it's based upon, it started with Anton LaVey, the head of the Church of Satan, when our pastor adopted his daughter. Yeah. And she became a Christian. He legally adopted her as an adult. And Anton LaVey died in warfare on Hallows Eve in 1997 when he couldn't reenter his body when the silver cord was cut, when he was doing an astral projection back on his daughter. And it's right, they're making a movie out of it now. So it's a real deal, and spiritual warfare is real.
And I'll pray
for those who don't believe in supernatural, because you're really not in the game yet.
Mm-hmm. So Joe would be like this. My wife's sitting back here. Aren't you back there, Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle's back there with me. It'd be like me being faithfully married to Michelle. And every once a year, me and all of my buddies going to the whorehouse. That's Halloween. I really love my wife. I'm really, really faithful, but I'm going to go get some candy. I'm going to go out and walk around. I'm going to get some candy. And if we and Christians can't make the connection to the wickedness of Halloween, God help us. And again, the churches have embraced it, right? Because my wife would say, people would say, well, the kids just want to have fun. They just want, we can't take away every fun thing. Let's do a trunk or treat in our church. Like let's drag an old whore in there and we'll all have a little bit of her here on, because we don't want to go out in the world. Anyway. Okay, it's open. Come on in. Come on in. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Craig. So folks, Liberty Action Network, have we put that in the chat, Craig? Whoever, is that in the chat so people can, the stuff that we just talked about, because when they show up, when they get the courage and they decide that, like Dana and I are going to do, we're going to get some rocks, we're going to write some on the rocks, and we're going to go do it. The instructions there of how to get it done. Craig, where are they going to find that? Randy, whoever, when they show up there and they got their rocks in their hands, what do they pray? Can one of you help me with that? Refiner's fire. What do you want to go?
Sorry, I didn't hear your particular question about Halloween. You mean, or
don't
or
worry what? About. Don't. I just got diarrhea of the mouth here. Right. When people show up with these rocks, what is it you want them to do, Craig? What do they read? What do they do?
Okay. Well, the Refiner's fire prayer is right there. Okay, which you can pull down the prayer. You just do. Okay, that's the prayer. You know.
Okay. Don't worry, Craig. Whoa. Some people aren't watching. They're just listening on the phone.
Okay, if you go to the website, Refiner's Fire.
Oh, there you go.
2025.com. Okay,
there's put that in the chat, somebody. Refiner's right. Fire 2025.com.
Right, and even if you go to the resources, okay, resources means okay, that's a place that you can go to get things, right? You know, if you went to your resources in the library, can you click on that, Spencer Resources? There's the prayer. There's the prayer to-do list. All right, hit prayer to-do list. Why are we doing this? Why are we anointing rocks? If you hit the prayer to-do list, Spencer, it tells you why you're doing this, okay? This is what you got to do, all right? You know, like you're going to the grocery store. Michelle sends you to the grocery store. There's your list, coach. Pick this stuff up. So it's all right there. It's all there. And what you're doing is you're praying for the Holy Spirit to come over this church and refine it, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what you can do, because I didn't want to extrapolate and make this into something too long, go to your city gates like you guys have been doing. Go to the gates, go to the courthouses, go to whatever. It doesn't have to stop at the churches. But the thing is, if the church isn't ready to receive the Holy Spirit that's coming on that city, where are the people going to go? To the wrong. So we got to get the church right to receive the people as you're praying over your city.
Amen. So they go to refinersfire2025.com. And the prayer will be there. What does it say? Pray the Refiner prayer. It's all right there. It's all right there, folks. You can pull it up on your phone, and you can read the prayer right on your phone. Craig, I tip my cap to you, man. You're a fireman. Your life, you are a first responder. And, brother, that call's been upon your life, and I just appreciate all you're doing out there. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left. Anybody want to come in?
Hey, you know, Coach, who the best fire starters are?
Who's that?
Firemen, because we know exactly where to put them, right? We really do.
Amen.
And there's
amen.
Been several who have been caught because they're like naughty firemen.
Yep. Amen. Oh my goodness, we serve a God who answers by fire, huh? Oh yeah, we sure do. Jeff Klein, quickly, and Betty.
Coach, you know how the society is indoctrinating our little kids and all this.
Well, we are. What do you mean, they're society? We are. Go ahead.
Well, the churches are too. They're letting them do it.
Yeah.
So here's what I was thinking. I've seen some comments in there about fall festivals. Some of them are okay. I mean, as long as they're not doing any of the witches and the crap, you know what I mean? But what we ought to do, here's an idea. If we're going to have a fall festival and be there all day Sunday after church, doing your little things you do, it's just neat little things they do. But I've seen some of them parents, then a night or two later, they dress their kids up, take them out trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Post the pictures online. I'm like, now, you was just at the fall festival the other day. But here's what we could do. When you start your fall festival, the first 20 minutes, gather all the kids together, if you got 20, 30 kids, and all the parents, and somebody explain to them, this is why we're doing the fall festival. Halloween's evil, and explain to the little kids, and we'll indoctrinate them that way and teach them that it's evil. Don't participate in Halloween.
Amen. Why are we even falling that trap? I don't understand. Running out of time here. Our buddy here, Dana, says we ought to hand out Bibles for trick or treat and take part in it. Take part in it. Oh my goodness, folks!
Praise the Word of God.
Yeah, I'll shut up a minute. Mary
Jane's mom used to hand out little Bible tracts. Yeah. All they didn't like it. They looked at it like what?
Amen. Amen. Betty.
Oh, I used to love to go through Minneapolis when I went to North Dakota. I would stop at the Mall of America back when.
Yeah.
And then the Muslims started coming in, and then I saw Black Lives Matter up there and stuff. So when I went home this year, I drove on the outskirts, and everywhere I went, I would throw a rock out or put stickers somewhere or a little Jesus I was staking basically outside of Minneapolis. So when I was at a Lowe's or Love's or something, I don't know what gas station, I was in there and a young man come walking in. And I said, aren't you in the wrong bathroom? And he said, no, I'm a woman. I said, no, you're a man and you need to be in the other bathroom. He said, I'm a man. And he said, look here. And he had nothing. I said, no, these are what it is. You need to get out. Well, he got out. So I ended up staking that job, area man. Too. You know,
he needed a rock, didn't he?
Right. Well, yes, exactly. So I staked that out. But it's sad that they got this calling now, this five times a day calling. Yeah. I feel so bad for those Minneapolis.
So, Betty, we're going into the belly of the beast. We covet your prayers. Dana and I and one or two more guys. Yep. Right? We've got to drive 2.5 hours in it, but we're going to go to the belly of the beast, and we're going to proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord over Minneapolis and over Minnesota. Mark Trump, quickly. Thanks, Betty.
Can you hear me, Coach?
Yes.
Oh, good. Trick or treat and all this masking. Well, the adults did it first, right?
Yep.
Whenever they would go to their Illuminati or whenever the KKK would meet, they'd put their masks on. The Masons, they wear their outfits and they wear their garb. Okay. Well, why not indoctrinate the children with wearing a mask once a year and get to be something evil and run around? And then the children, they dress up and they stop by the church on the way trick-or-treating in their witch outfit. Now, how many churches are going to allow the little kid witch on the property? Because what you're doing is you're opening a portal onto the property. You know, and I mean, it's all spiritual, Coach, and amen on everyone resisting Halloween.
Amen. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, we really covet your prayers over the next 2 weeks. Now, what we're going to do next week, I'm not at liberty to tell you. We're not going to tell the enemy our plans, all right? But I promise you what's going to happen next week when we go to wherever we're going to go next week, it's going to be powerful. And this is going to be powerful. Today, just some clunkers like me and Dana and my buddy we're going to reclaim that for the cause of Christ. So we appreciate your prayer covering, your support. We thank you for your financial support that you guys have kicked in money to help us go do what it is that we do. And somebody's got to do it, man. The supernatural has left the church. And it's time we invited it back. And we got to show them how to do it. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Keep us in your prayer. See you on Monday.